In this 2016 election, the Affordable Care Act is very much in play in the courts. A federal judge last week ruled that the act's implementation violates the Constitution, the same judge that just a year ago allowed Congress to sue the president over Obamacare. The act is also in play in the rhetoric of the candidates. Donald Trump.
We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Obamacare is a total and complete disaster. It's going to be gone.
And Hillary Clinton.
We finally have a path to universal health care. We've accomplished so much already. I do not want to see the Republicans repeal it, and I don't want to see us start over again with a contentious debate.
That is a huge divergence. Obamacare's repeal and the Affordable Care Act becoming a single-payer universal health care system on the Democratic side. Julie Rovner, a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News, is this rhetoric and courtroom uncertainty just tearing the ACA apart?
This is now the third presidential election where the ACA has been sort of a major point of contention. And I think one of the problems is that I won't necessarily say it is here to stay, but it's certainly here, and taking it apart would be very difficult. But the other thing that's going on is that the candidates keep debating about the Affordable Care Act, and they're leaving aside a whole lot of other important health issues that simply aren't getting, you know, any oxygen because everybody's still fighting about the fate of the Affordable Care Act.
So what do you think that is going on that people should be focused on regarding the actual implementation of the act and the actual 20 million people who now have insurance?
What we're finding is that a lot of people, even with insurance, still can't afford their health care. And this is not really the law's fault, although in some ways you could point to parts of the law that, you know, made this possible. Insurance companies discovered, okay, we have to enroll sick people too, so therefore we're going to make people pay higher portions of their medical bills. So it's not just the premiums, it's rising deductibles that are now often many thousands of dollars before insurance kicks in. It's rising co-insurance and co-pays. Employer insurance is doing the same thing. One of the interesting things we've seen with the law is that employers have mostly continued to offer insurance. A lot of people thought many employers would say, you can buy insurance on your own. You can get a subsidy if you have, you know, lower moderate income. We're just going to let you do that. But no, employers have mostly kept their health plans. But because health costs keep going up, employers have cut back on the generosity of those plans. So most people still get their insurance through their employers. On the other hand, people both, you know, with employer insurance and with their own insurance are finding that care itself is increasingly expensive.
Is the market providing incentives to companies to raise these rates? Is the Affordable Care Act forcing them to do this? Or are they taking advantage of the law or the current market conditions?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. One of the things that we've seen in the Affordable Care Act markets themselves, this is the individual market where people who don't have employer insurance buy their own coverage. Those markets are smaller and sicker than people had expected. And there's a lot of reasons why. One of them, as I mentioned, employers are continuing to offer insurance. So those people aren't going into the market. There was all this big clatter about people being able to keep their insurance. People who had their own individual insurance, they've been able to keep those policies much longer. Those were, by and large, healthy people because insurance companies didn't used to sell to sick people. So you've got a smaller and sicker pool in those individual market plans, and a lot of insurance companies underpriced. So now they're discovering that they have to, you know, raise premiums. And at the time, because they knew they had to cover a lot of different types of benefits that the law required, they did it by having, you know, fewer doctors available and fewer hospitals, what they call narrower networks, and also asking people to pay a larger share of their bills. And that's what we're seeing.
In the Republican rhetoric on repealing Obamacare, it sounds suspiciously like political revenge. There's not much detail to it. But as you look at the opposition plans, the Republican alternatives to Obamacare, is there something in those plans that would actually address some of the shortfalls in Obamacare that could be an argument for a new approach?
Well, the Republicans have had a really hard time coming up with a sort of unified alternative to the Affordable Care Act. They keep talking about repeal and replace, but, you know, at least the House Republicans have now been talking for 4 years about replacing without actually showing anything. Donald Trump put out a plan in March that was widely ridiculed by other Republicans. So the big problem for the Republicans is that the Affordable Care Act itself was based on a Republican idea. That's sort of the individual mandate requiring people to either have health insurance or pay a a tax penalty. That was the first place to do that was Massachusetts under then Governor Mitt Romney. So the Republicans have a tough time coming up with an alternative because that was originally a Republican idea.
Is the Democratic path to universal payer or universal health care the extension of Medicare? And is that a viable approach? And will it reduce drug costs?
Well, that's certainly what Bernie Sanders has been talking about. He would like to see the U.S. do what they call a single payer or Medicare for all. You know, and is the country ready to go to single payer? Certainly the people who are voting for Sanders think it is. But Hillary Clinton, who has fought in more than one of these, you know, health overhaul wars, has said that she doesn't think the country is ready to go that far. Polls suggest she's probably correct, at least at this point.
Talking about a beleaguered status quo, the Affordable Care Act under siege during this 2016 campaign, but no real viable alternatives at this point. Julie Rovner, a senior correspondent with Kaiser Healthcare News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.